Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide, by Martin Yate is a practical, step-by-step manual for finding work in a competitive market, whether you are changing careers, returning to the workforce, or aiming higher within your field. As part of the long-running Knock 'Em Dead career series, it focuses on the real mechanics of job hunting, understanding what employers need, presenting a clear value proposition, and running an organized search that produces interviews and offers. The book is known for translating career advice into tools you can use immediately, including guidance for resumes and cover letters, interview preparation, networking conversations, and follow-up strategies. It also addresses the emotional and logistical challenges of a search, such as staying motivated, managing time, and handling rejection without losing momentum. Rather than treating job seeking as luck, it frames it as a repeatable process that improves with research, targeting, and disciplined execution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treat the job search as a managed project. A central idea in this guide is that successful job hunting is not a single action like sending applications, but a managed project with goals, systems, and metrics. The book emphasizes building structure around your search so that progress does not depend on motivation alone. That includes setting weekly activity targets, tracking outreach, scheduling time for research and follow-up, and reviewing results to adjust tactics. This approach helps job seekers avoid common traps such as applying broadly with generic materials, waiting passively for replies, or spending too much time on low-yield job boards. By organizing the search into repeatable steps, you can identify what works and double down on it, whether that is networking conversations, targeted recruiter outreach, or improving interview conversion. The project mindset also supports resilience. When rejection is seen as data rather than a verdict, you can iterate your positioning, refine your targets, and keep moving. The guidance typically encourages clear prioritization, focus on roles you can win, industries with active hiring, and contacts that can open doors. In practice, this means creating a plan that balances short-term actions that generate interviews with longer-term efforts such as skills refresh, portfolio improvements, and relationship building. Secondly, clarify your value proposition and target the right roles. The book pushes readers to move beyond job titles and instead define the problems they can solve for an employer. This starts with taking inventory of skills, accomplishments, and strengths, then translating them into outcomes that matter to hiring managers. By doing this work early, you can narrow the search to roles and environments where your experience is most relevant and where you can communicate a coherent story. The guide commonly stresses targeting over volume. A smaller number of well-chosen applications, supported by tailored messaging and networking, often outperforms hundreds of generic submissions. Targeting also includes understanding the employer side, what the organization needs, what pressures the manager faces, and how your background reduces risk or accelerates results. With a defined value proposition, you can present yourself consistently across resume, cover letter, LinkedIn profile, and interviews. This clarity is especially important for career changers or candidates with non-linear paths, because it helps connect seemingly unrelated experiences into a credible narrative. The targeting process typically involves researching industries and companies, identifying where your strengths match current demand, and building a shortlist that guides outreach and interview preparation. The result is a job search that feels intentional and persuasive, not scattered. Thirdly, resumes and cover letters that earn interviews. Another major theme is producing application materials that quickly show fit and results. The book is associated with pragmatic advice on resume structure, emphasizing clarity, relevance, and measurable achievements over dense job descriptions. Instead of listing responsibilities, candidates are encouraged to highlight contributions, improvements, and outcomes that prove capability. This approach aligns with how recruiters and hiring managers scan documents. They look for evidence that you can deliver in the specific role, not just that you have been employed in similar jobs. The guide also typically treats customization as essential. Tailoring does not mean rewriting everything from scratch for every opening, but aligning your summary, key skills, and top accomplishments with the requirements and keywords of the target role. Cover letters are positioned as a tool to connect the dots, why you want that employer, why your background matches the needs, and what you can contribute early. The book also addresses practical details such as readability, length discipline, and avoiding common mistakes that undermine credibility. The larger point is that your materials must do two jobs at once, pass initial screening systems, and compel a human reader to invite you to interview. When done well, your documents become a marketing package that supports networking outreach and interview confidence. Fourthly, networking and the hidden job market. Knock 'Em Dead is widely associated with the idea that many strong opportunities are found through relationships rather than postings alone. The book emphasizes networking as a professional research and conversation process, not as asking for favors. That means reaching out to people for information, perspective, and guidance, which naturally leads to referrals when there is a match. This topic includes building a contact strategy, identifying connectors in your industry, reconnecting with former colleagues, and using informational interviews to understand hiring needs before a role is widely advertised. The guide also typically discusses how to make networking comfortable and productive by preparing a concise introduction, asking thoughtful questions, and following up with gratitude and updates. It encourages job seekers to use networking to validate targets, learn the language of the role, and uncover decision makers. This reduces the randomness of applying cold and increases the chance your resume is seen in context. Another practical aspect is combining online presence with offline outreach. A strong LinkedIn profile, consistent messaging, and evidence of expertise can make introductions easier and conversations more credible. Done consistently, networking becomes the engine of the job search, generating leads, insider information, and advocates who can vouch for your fit. Lastly, interviewing, negotiation, and closing the offer. The later stages of the search focus on converting opportunities into offers and choosing well. The book commonly frames interviewing as a performance of job-related problem solving. You must show that you understand the role, can deliver results, and will be easy to work with. Preparation includes researching the employer, anticipating core questions, and building accomplishment stories that demonstrate skills with context, action, and measurable impact. It also highlights the importance of asking your own questions to assess the manager, team expectations, and success metrics, which strengthens your decision-making and signals maturity. The guide typically addresses handling difficult moments such as gaps, job changes, or lack of direct experience by redirecting to relevant strengths and learning agility. After interviews, follow-up is treated as part of the sales process, not an afterthought. Negotiation is presented as a skill that protects your long-term earnings and satisfaction, including understanding total compensation, clarifying role scope, and discussing terms professionally. The broader closing strategy is to keep multiple options in play when possible, communicate clearly, and evaluate fit beyond salary. By treating the offer stage as the culmination of a disciplined process, the reader is better equipped to secure a strong agreement and start the new job with confidence and momentum. In conclusion, this book is best for job seekers who want a clear, actionable system rather than vague motivation, including recent graduates, mid-career professionals, career changers, and anyone re-entering the workforce after time away. It can benefit your life by turning a stressful, uncertain process into a set of repeatable behaviors, targeting roles that match your strengths, communicating your value with confidence, building relationships that create opportunity, and preparing for interviews in a way that improves conversion. Even readers who already have experience can gain from tightening their strategy, updating their materials, and learning how to manage a search with discipline and resilience. Compared with similar job search books, its value lies in its practical orientation and breadth. It does not focus only on resumes or only on mindset, but connects the full pipeline from identifying the right roles to networking, interviewing, and negotiating. That integrated view helps you avoid wasting time on low-yield tactics and encourages smarter effort where results are most likely. If you are willing to follow a plan, track your activity, and continuously improve your messaging, this guide is worth buying as a hands-on reference you can return to at each stage of the search. If you would like to support Martin Yate, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.